Hey guys, and happy almost 2019. I'm your host, Cardzi B. This week, Badass Bitches Tarot is coming to you live from Toronto for the week of December 30th to January 5th. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. What some of you might not know is that I went to college in Toronto and consider the T-Dot to be my hometown. I hope you guys all have amazing New Year's plans. I'm so excited to leave my personal tarot year of the devil behind. I officially survived. Bring on the year of the tower, bitches. From the collective standpoint, we're exiting out of justice because numerologically speaking, 2018, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8 equals 11. And the number 2, or the high priestess, is what you get if you take it down to single digits. So I'm sure justice, aka the Ruth Bader Ginsburg card, resonates with a lot of you. Because we've seen drastic swings in justice in our political system, which has caused a lot of us to go inward and find healing and strength in our intuition and inner work in the vein of the high priestess, our single digit card of the year. That means that 2019 is adding up to 12, aka the Hanged Man, and in single digits, the Empress. So we had Hanged Man as last week's card. In the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, this is a man suspended from a wooden T. He's hanging upside down, therefore viewing the world from a totally different perspective. And his facial expression is actually pretty chill, suggesting that he's hanging in this position by his own choice. And he has a halo around his head, which is said to represent enlightenment as a result of this position. This card is really known for two major lessons. The first being a time of surrender and often uncertainty, and also causing a change of perspective, as demonstrated by the actual position of the guy that's inverted. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, this is Lindsay Lohan. She went from party girl of Hollywood to zenned out on plant medicine, chilling in cryobaths of Dubai, but recently she's been spotted back on the party scene, and that's kind of reminiscent of the Hanged Man. It's really breathing into that drastic change of position, breathing into the discomfort and surrendering to it to see what is it, why am I here, and what is it that I can learn and gain enlightenment from this new position. This year is most likely going to bring a pretty big change of perspective for most of us, causing us to be put into positions that we may not have been before, but also providing us with valuable life lessons as a result of this exposure. When we look at the other year card, the Empress, in the Smith Rider-Waite deck, we see her as a pregnant woman on a throne with the symbol of Venus at her side. She's sitting in this big lush field that shows she's not only about to give birth to a human baby, but she's also sitting amongst the fruits of her labor, appearing as kind of like a harvest. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Angelina Jolie, dressed as Tomb Raider with all of her babies strapped to her because she's a strong, sexy mama. She's beautiful, empowered, and is all about bringing things out to the world. This year, you'll see results coming to life from all that high priestess inner work you did in 2018. And because the Empress is ruled by Venus, the Empress also provides us with good prospects for love and beauty. Now I'm going to break my New Year's Day rule, because I usually pull the cards for the year on January 1st when I wake up. But in order to get this podcast to you guys in time for the new year, I'm going to light my high priestess and hanged man candles and pull the cards for you right now. Please hold. Okay, so I'm back. I didn't record all the shuffling and the laying out because that would have just been unnecessary dead air time. But I've put all of the cards in a circle, starting with the year cards in the center that we discussed with the Hanged Man and the Empress, and then around the 12 cards for each of the months of the year. I've started with Badass Bitches Tarot and then aligned them with Smith Rider-Waite. I'm going to post a picture of that spread as soon as I put the podcast up as well. So here we go. January came through as the Magician. In the OG deck, this is a magician in a red cloak with his whole toolkit, i.e. a pentacle, a cup, a sword, and a wand on an altar in front of him. He has one hand raised to the air and the other pointed down to the earth, symbolizing as above, so below. He has an infinity symbol halo above his head, depicting unlimited possibilities. The magician is the ultimate manifester. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Lady Gaga, bitches. This card represents putting energy into the world and changing the ways that others see things. It represents potential. Just as Lady Gaga has been a game changer to pop culture, January is going to bring successful forward motion of a goal or a dream that you've worked on up until this point. Okay, moving into February, we have the Six of Pentacles. In Smith Rider-Waite, this is a dude holding a scale and giving some coins to these needy mofos, keeping some for himself and spending others. It's essentially the card of balance, often financial because it is Pentacles, but it can be the balance of any energetic resource. In Badass Bitches Tarot, it's J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author and self-made billionaire, who lives a pretty sweet life, but she also gives a ton to charity and responsibly saves and invests as well. February is going to bring in some much-needed balance after the whirlwind forward motion of January. March. Okay. In Smith Rider Waite, March is 10 of Pentacles. In Smith Rider Waite, this is an old man with a white beard and a jazzy cape. He's surrounded by a younger couple with their child and two dogs, demonstrating that he's lived a full and abundant life and is surrounded with, you know, love and the rewards of what his life has brought. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Paris Hilton standing in front of the magical kingdom. Because this is the card of abundance and having created financial security and stability that then you can share with those that you love. Looks like March is bringing in some pentacles, yo. So it could be a great time to plan for a vacation or a little splurge for yourself. It's also pull you out of like the winter blues if you're in the East and like experiencing the, okay, I want winter to be over feeling. March is going to bring some pentacles for you. April. Okay, Two of Cups. In the OG deck, this is a man and a woman exchanging cups, demonstrating an exchange of emotion. There's a winged staff with two snakes wrapped around it in the background, and often that symbol in the past has represented commerce, like business exchanges. There's also a lion's head in the background, which usually represents passion. Think of like Leo's fiery energy. So in Badass Bitches Tarot, Two of Cups is Dr. Darcy Sterling from ETV's Famously Single, and her wife Stephanie Sterling. This card can indicate a new love in April or a strong business partnership or friendship. Overall, it's a really strong union that will be impactful for you from this point forward. Okay, moving into the spring, May, 10 of Cups. In the Smith Rider Waite, this is a couple standing arm in arm with their children kind of dancing in the background, and the couple are staring up at a rainbow in the sky that's filled with 10 golden cups. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is fab designer duo, The Blondes, who have an incredibly loving, passionate relationship as well as a shared business of their couture line seen on literally everyone from Beyonce to Lady Gaga. This card is known as the Happy Family card because it's really about a great shared love and experience. This could be next steps of the Two of Cups that you've experienced in April. It's looking good. It's looking like definitely a blossoming love and lots of positive shared emotion. June. All right. So for June, we have Justice. In the OG deck, this is a crowned figure sitting on a throne with a scale in one hand and a sword of truth pointed upward at the sky. In Badass Bitches Tarot, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's obviously about what is fair and just, but it's also about drawing boundaries and cutting to the truth of what is your highest and best interest. As Sasha Graham told us, in last week's podcast, it's about getting down to business and getting things done. Justice is really about cutting through the bullshit and drawing boundaries where necessary. So this month, you're really going to put things in action and kind of cut through anything unnecessary. July. All right. So Justice for June, July, Three of Cups. In the Smith Rider Waite, this is three chicks dancing around in a circle of pumpkins and fruit that's kind of representing a harvest at their feet, a successful, abundant period, and they're cheersing their three cups. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is TLC because those crazy, sexy, cool ladies know how to celebrate. Expect a reason to celebrate this month and spend some time that, you know, with people that you love and that you enjoy an energetic exchange with, because it's really going to be a time to kind of just bask in an experience of something that you've caused to grow and come to fruition, and really just being able to kind of sit back for a minute and take that all in with people that you love. August. All right. In Smith Rider Waite, this is a prince or a knight maybe in armor, and he's sitting upon a chariot being pulled by two sphinxes. Oh, sorry, this is the chariot. August is the chariot. So this prince is on this chariot being pulled by two sphinxes. He doesn't hold any reins though. He just has a wand, which is kind of showing that he's moving ahead with sheer force of will and the strength of his mind. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball because it's a victorious card, but it's an aggressive and hard-won victory. So August could bring kind of a long-earned and well-deserved success that you've been working toward up until this point. All right, September, King of Swords. Okay, in the OG deck, this is a king sitting on a throne looking straight at you, looking very serious with his sword raised high in the air. in Badass Bitches Tarot. This is Anne Nezipor, producer, writer, and creator of Finder Seekers podcast, also known as the Ultimate Truth Bomb. So September is probably going to shed light on an area where some truth needed to come to the surface, needed to be revealed. And it'll be, you know, even if it's something that was unexpected, it will bring positive forces into effect as a result of the truth being shed. Okay, October. So Seven of Swords. And Smith Rider Waite, this is a man sneaking away from a military camp with five swords, looking back at two that he left behind him. He seems to be smiling, showing he's proud of what he managed to pull off. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Kim Kardashian. This card is all about acting strategically and often getting away with something. This card can also be a warning that you can have haters as a result. October could bring increased finances or recognition, but it can also incite the jealousy of others. But whatevs, good problems to have. Who wouldn't want to have Kardashian-style abundance? November. Okay, November we have Temperance. In the OG deck, this is a winged angel that is kind of androgynous. It has both male and female features, and the angel is pouring liquid from one golden cup into another and has one foot in a stream and the other foot on land. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Gwyneth Paltrow, the gooptastic mother, actress, and wellness mogul who shows us that with balance, inner awareness will guide us towards fulfillment. So November being Temperance is really going to be about knowing when to alchemize and mix things up, like we see the pouring of the cups, and when to step back and moderate and really just allow that balance to kind of just create some ease and harmony for the month. December. Nine of Swords. This is our last month of 2019. Nine of Swords. Okay, not my fave card, but has a good message. In the OG deck, this is a sad-looking mofo sitting up in her bed, apparently waking up from a pretty traumatic nightmare and still feeling traumatized and triggered by it. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Tonya Harding. This is the ultimate victim card. But just like I, Tonya, you can turn things around. It's really about perspective, and if you're experiencing fear or anxiety around an issue in December, don't give it too much energy, because doing so just allows that nightmare to actualize and come to life. All right, guys, are you still with me? Can you hang in there for two more cards? Okay, gonna have to reshuffle these. This part I am doing live. Sorry. You know it wouldn't be a podcast without a super loud shuffle, right? I'm trying to keep it better. Okay. Six of Cups. Yes, I love this one. In the OG deck, this is a little boy giving a flower-filled cup to a little girl. In my deck, this is Lily, Dr. Kundalini yoga instructor and creator of the Wild Moon Dot Life. Check out her site if you haven't already. This is the nostalgia card. It's often representing a reconnection with an experience or an energy of love that reminds you of something happy from your past. This always means Toronto for me. That's like one of the happiest times in my life, and already makes sense for January because I'm going to be starting January out with my best friends in Toronto. Okay, card of the week. So for January, we have Six of Cups and then the OG, which was the Magician. Okay. Three of Pentacles for this week. In the Smith Rider Waite version, this shows a young stonemason working with his tools on a portion of a church or a cathedral, and in front of him, there are two architects that hold the plans for this design. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this card is Brooklyn Snow, an accomplished opera singer. This card is really about learning and mastering your craft. It's also a card of teamwork and surrounding yourself with other strong collaborators. Okay, so we haven't had a good coming out of the spiritual closet story in a couple of episodes, and I have to tell you, I have a pretty great one this week from one of my favorite humans on the planet. So I'm at Christmas dinner, and my 11-year-old niece Savannah asked me if I slept okay the previous night because she knew I was sick with a cold. I told her I actually woke up at 3 a.m. from a bad dream, and she looked at me and said, "You can control your dreams, you know. I love lucid dreaming. It's fun. I met RuPaul in one." Just when I thought I could not love her anymore, I think I just did. How at 11 has she already learned to lucid dream? This is not an art I have mastered even yet. She's such a magical little thing. This might be my favorite story for this segment yet. All right. So before we go, I won't recap the entire year because it's a lot of cards we went through, but I'll highlight January and this week before we go. This month, we have the Magician, who brings exciting new things to fruition that have been in the works for a while. And Six of Cups brings love and connection reminiscent of a happy time in our past. So yay for January. And this week is bringing us Three of Pentacles, a great time to hone our craft and continue to grow. Also a really good time to collaborate with others we respect and admire. Don't forget to check out the new Instagram Live segment Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be Instagram Living, is that a word, from the Windsor Arms Hotel tonight with my bestie. So tune in for an overview of the upcoming week and a chance to ask your own questions for a free live mini reading. If you're really, really enthusiastic about having your question answered, you can message me beforehand because sometimes a lot of questions come in and I try to get to as many as I can. But feel free to, if you want to make sure you get your reading, send me your question in advance. To Instagram Messenger at CardsyB. So also you still have until tonight to enter the Magician and Fool New Year's giveaway. So my lovely assistant Nathan will be here to pull the winner at random on Instagram Live tonight. You still have time to enter. So to do so, follow at CardsyB and at Magician and Fool. Like the photo of me and Susan Wand and tag three friends you would think would also want to win. Good luck, witches. Thanks so much for listening. And as always, stay magical AF.